The cell availability of water. Water available to cells is living water. You have a cold? Drink plenty of water. You wish for firmer skin? Drink lots of water. You want to improve your concentration? Drink lots of water. You want to lose weight? Drink lots of water. No matter what the topic, water always seems to be the way to the goal. 1.5 to 2 liters per day are recommended. Or 8 glasses of 8.5 ounces, 250 milliliters. Access denied. Still water is particularly valuable. Mineral water, unsweetened herbal teas and watered down fruit juices are alternatives, but they are not as effective as pure, still water. It transports the nutrients taken in with food to the cells and leads out substances that are not wanted in the body, such as waste products and toxins. But this is only possible if it is granted access to the cells, i.e. if it is available to the cells. This applies to so-called living water. Again and again, examinations of tap water show that it is often of better quality than water you can buy at a store. However, our cells have particularly high standards and consider drinking water, if it is supplied to the body untreated, simply not suitable. It would be suitable if it could have taken its natural course over rock and stone, roots and plants through the landscape, bubbling, swirling, meandering. Instead, it was kept in a reservoir and cleaned with chlorine of some, by far not all, pollutants, only to be catapulted through pipelines to our homes. In the process, it has lost its natural crystalline structure, which characterizes it as alive. Such water is called dead water. Quantum energy for living drinking water. Fortunately, this state is not final. Water can be revitalized or vitalized. There are various devices and techniques on the market that make this possible. Most of them mean a decent investment and changes to the water supply system. Many 90-10 customers simply use the 90-10 cube instead and treat their system once overnight by burning quantum energy into the pipe. The cube is particularly effective, but already with the 90-10 power capsule, a vitalization of the water is possible. Put it on your drinking glass filled with water for about 3 minutes in order to transfer the energy into the matter of the glass. From there it is transferred to the water. The power capsule copies the energy into an object or matter. So, it does not burn the energy in. It does not remain permanently in the drinking glass, but only for a few hours. Nevertheless, the capsule is still practical, especially when on the move, for example in the office or a restaurant, where you certainly cannot expect vitalized tap water. Even better, if you don't use it for vitalizing, carry it in your pocket. In the meantime, it supplies your organism with quantum energy.